all the incumbent insurers have expectations from their shareholders in terms of returns and things of that sort. The limitation really comes down to resources to figure out how do you get return on equity that your investors are looking for.
Welcome to the Insurance Innovators Unscripted, the show dedicated to innovation in the insurance industry. Each episode, you'll get a dose of thought leadership from the industry's top business minds, influencers, innovators, and executive leaders. If you want to transform your corner of the industry and exchange innovative ideas, you need to subscribe to this podcast. Now here's your host, Abel Travis.
Hey, everybody, and thanks for joining me today on the Insurance Innovators Unscripted podcast dedicated to the topic of insurance innovation. So just really quickly, last week I talked about the Hartford InsurTech Hub that's powered by Startup Bootcamp. And I had the opportunity, as I mentioned, to mentor some of the startups, and I'm looking forward to continuing on the path and the journey of mentoring those startups. Now, the goal of the Hartford InsurTech Hub is to make Hartford the InsurTech capital of the Northeast. So today's episode of the podcast, I'm going to be talking to the lead organizer for InsurTech Hartford, and that's Stacy Brown. And you know, what we are going to be talking about is a lot of the reasons why they were hoping to bring this program, this first cohort, to Hartford in order to continue to push Hartford forward from an insurance perspective. So, you know, first and foremost, I do want to recognize the sponsor of this episode of the podcast, and that is Vortex Legal.
Innovation in the insurance field is exciting, and Vortex Legal is a unique and proven solution to help improve a company's loss ratio by substantially reducing legal expenses. Their nationwide network of local attorneys attend the voluminous and routine and predictable hearings for a flat rate, not an hourly rate. So Vortex Legal solution works with both staff counsel offices as well as outside law firms. They've saved many carriers millions of dollars. So if you want to learn more, just contact Jonathan Broder at 954-473-2648 or visit vortexlegal.com.
Now, today my guest is Stacy Brown. You know, Stacy is the lead organizer for InsurTech Hartford. Stacy has also been in the insurance industry for more than 15 years and is currently the digital transition manager for a large insurer. Hey, Stacy, you know, I do appreciate you being here on the podcast. Welcome.
Thanks, Abel. Great to be here.
Hey, you know, so Stacy, you know, before we get into the work that you're doing in InsurTech Hartford, you know, let's just talk about your history and, you know, just help myself and the audience understand how you landed in insurance.
Oh, landing in insurance. You want to go that far back? All right. So I was working back around 2001 for a small startup company right after the dot-com boom. They went basically out of business, and when the boom went bust. And I found another job in another small startup company. And then 9/11 happened, and I was the last one in. So I became the first one out because the phone stopped ringing. So I was laid off. And then one of my friends who had recently taken a job at one of the carriers in Hartford said, "Hey, you know, they're hiring over here." And I was like, "What, insurance?" And I had never really thought about being in insurance. I didn't wake up saying, "You know what? I want to go work for insurance." It wasn't that kind of thing. But I was like, "And the pay's all right, and the benefits are all right. I'll take it." And that was my way in, and that's where I've been now since 2001.
You know, so thinking about that time, Stacy, when you first got into insurance and, you know, starting in the space where you started, you know, where exactly did you think that your career would lead? So I know today you're doing digital strategy for a large insurer, but did you think that your career was going to head into that path?
No, I don't mean, who goes down any path knowing where it's going to go? I hadn't even imagined that I was going to be in insurance as long as I have. So I really didn't have much in terms of long-term expectations. It was my first entry into a large corporate environment, having been doing a lot of startups and stuff like that. So I really didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, you know, and that's so as I think about, you know, your history, your time in the insurance, and then also, you know, what you were doing a little bit earlier on in your career. So, you know, you put the two together, right? So you get the startup path, and you worked in a couple of startups earlier on, and you've seen some of the trials and the things that occur within the startups. But then you've also worked in a large or in some large incumbent carriers. And then when you sort of mix the two together, you know, it really makes the perfect storm. It creates the perfect storm for what you're doing today with InsurTech Hartford, where you get an opportunity to see both sides of the coin. So, you know, Stacey, if you don't mind, you know, just talk to us a little bit about, you know, what InsurTech Hartford is and what it was set out to accomplish.
Sure. InsurTech Hartford is an organization that we basically want to see InsurTech come to Hartford. We want to see InsurTech business grow. We want to see we want to be known as the place where if you're going to be in an InsurTech, you want to be in Hartford. So I think it started about a year and a half ago. I was looking at all the trends of what was going on in InsurTech, and I work in Hartford, and I was looking out my window, and I thought, this makes no sense. I see like 30 logos, but I see no InsurTech, and everyone's getting on planes and flying all over the world, but you know, why don't we bring the InsurTech here? And that was basically what I started to do. So we're hoping to be able to also, you know, leverage the assets and skills that we have in our community to help rebuild and help grow our community. You know, Hartford and Connecticut in general could definitely use some uplift, and I think this is a great time and a great opportunity to take advantage of that.
You know, so just thinking about my own insurance history and my career, you know, I actually spent a significant amount of time working in Hartford myself. And what I recognized to the point that you made is something really similar to what you mentioned, just around there being a lot of larger incumbent carriers there all across the spectrum when you think about the property and casualty space, but then also health and life and so on. But then you're absolutely right. You know, you don't really see some of the newer technology companies or insurtech companies. And we know that insurtech is, you know, at the point where it's becoming, you know, a huge part of the insurance ecosystem. You know, so as I think about Hartford, even from my own history, you know, Hartford is still arguably the capital of the insurance space here in the U.S. And, you know, InsurTech Hartford, you know, it aims to, you know, merge, as we were talking about, that startup culture with the legacy carrier culture. You know, so what are you seeing in Hartford that'll cause an organization to want to grow an InsurTech company in the city?
Well, I think it's a couple things. First off, access, right? So you can go to New York, you can go to Boston, you can go to a lot of places. But here in Hartford, we have access to many executives and many decision makers and a lot of corporate offices. And the other thing is access to talent, right? So you want to talk about people who know the legal side, regulatory side, pricing and underwriting, the technology side. Every one of those roles, we have lots of them. So I think those are two big reasons why you would want to. And I'd say that maybe another reason would be cost, right? So from Hartford, you can get to New York and back in a day. You can get to Boston and back in a day. It's a two-hour commute. So why not establish yourself in a city at least 50% of the cost? You know, it's a lot cheaper to be located in Hartford than it is to be in one of those major metros.
Yeah, and I actually think that actually provides somewhat of a competitive advantage for Hartford in the insurance space as well. You know, having office space in New York or in Boston in comparison to Hartford, I think it's pretty challenging for a newcomer into the industry to, you know, really be able to jump in some of those larger cities just because of the cost and expense that's associated with it. You know, so I do think again, you know, just the location and to your point, the access that it brings really creates that perfect storm for, you know, the melding of sort of the technology piece, but then also some of the deep subject matter expertise that you'd get in Hartford. So, you know, so you all have been doing quite a bit over time, just in regards to, you know, doing different things in different areas and different spaces within Hartford for InsurTech. So, so you know, if you don't mind, just talk to us specifically about what you're doing to bring the spirit of insurance and the spirit of innovation to Hartford through InsurTech Hartford.
So we've been focused mainly on events so far, and we've done three different types of events. So one is what we call hackathons, and these are just, we have small ones that are more like ideation sessions, but we use a hackathon format in terms of how they're structured and run. And then we also have hackathon weekends. In fact, we have a major hackathon weekend coming up in February that is sponsored with a first prize pool of $5,000. So that's an example of how we try to drive innovation in the local community by creating these hackathon events and trying to get everybody engaged. And we have people, whether we have students turn out to these events, we have retired executives turn out to the events, agents and brokers, underwriters, claims people, actuaries. I mean, all the talent pool comes to these events, and it's really amazing. And the second thing we do is we also do networking events. So usually in the networking events, there's definitely a lot of networking, but there's also, you know, specific topics that we try to cover and help to give people access to information and knowledge that maybe they hear about or they read about, they don't actually get to experience day to day when they're in their regular insurance job. So I think of the hackathon events really more for students, entrepreneurs, and entry level folks really wanting to engage. That's more the target audience, although we see everybody there. The networking events are more for the professionals, the people that are currently in industry. You know, you'll see some millennials and some students and things like that at those events, but they kind of naturally seem to attract more of one type than the other. And the third type of events that we have, and we haven't had a lot of these yet, but we call them education days. So these are whole day events on very vertical topics. Like, for example, we worked on with TCS on an event that we did just focused on blockchain. And it started at, you know, the high level, what is blockchain? How is it being used in different industries? Then dive into insurance. What are the different use cases for in insurance? And then in the afternoon, we get all the way down into the tech stack, all the way to the point where it was hands-on. You were writing smart contracts, publishing them to the Ethereum network. And like that level, that hands-on level of experience, I think is one of the key differentiators for those types of events, because we've all probably been to, you know, seminars or workshops where, you know, you hear people talking about blockchain, but, you know, what does that actually mean? How do you actually create a blockchain? So, you know, there's a bunch of other topics that we're working towards as well. So I think by being a place that's known for creativity and innovation by using the hackathons and stimulating the creative thought there, that's one thing. By creating a network and a community of people that are really connected and really supportive of each other, by having things like those networking events, is important. And then the third thing of building that next level of talent, those levels of skills that you're not getting in the universities, or maybe if you're not on one of those innovative projects in one of the big carriers, you might not be getting access to learning how to do that through work either. So all three of those things about developing talent, developing community, and driving innovation are the things that we've been doing.
You know, and Stacey, I do have to say that I'm you know, absolutely impressed with, you know, the quality of the things that I've seen coming from InsurTech Hartford. You know, interestingly enough, you know, I think about what you said in terms of a lot of folks may not be able to get those things that they're seeking at the desk level or at the office level in the organization that they work with. But, you know, by becoming a part of InsurTech Hartford and, you know, partnering with this organization, you know, it will absolutely help to learn the different things and get the different individuals to the point of understanding of what they need to know to use your example of blockchain to really understand what it means and what the implications are to the insurance industry. You know, so when you think about your different event types with the hackathons and the networking and the education days, I do see that as something that can become, you know, really fruitful and beneficial for those in the insurance industry in the Hartford area. You know, so recently, you know, I was reading about how you partnered with, I think it was Upward Hartford, on, you know, creating the opportunity to design insurance innovation through the use of a hackathon. You know, so if you don't mind, just talk to me a little bit about what happened there and then your thoughts on why you think hackathons are really a great way to innovate.
The event you're probably referring to is the one we had in September, which is similar to the one we're having again in February, which is a whole hackathon weekend. So this is the whole weekend, starts at 5 p.m. on a Friday, goes to 5 p.m. on a Sunday, and you get fully submersed into the creative process. You know, people pitch ideas. We down select the ideas, and then people gather into teams based on the ideas that they're most interested in, and then they spend the rest of the time working on a plan actually developing product. And this is where the seeing the cross functions and the diversity of the teams comes in really handy, because you know, somebody will be sitting there writing some code while somebody's out there thinking about you know, how are we going to package this, how are we going to market it, and then when it comes time to start working in the pitches, you know, that diversity skill set comes in again, and we wrap it all up on Sunday afternoon with pitches and judging. And when we had that event in September, there's real prize money at those major hackathon events, and I think it's a great way to drive innovation, just because it's fast paced, it's competitive, it's creative, and those are the main ingredients that I think that you need to have in order to drive innovation.
So thinking back to that hackathon that occurred back in the September event, you know, what was the outcome of the organizations that won, that sort of walked away with the checks? You know, have you all been able to follow up to see, you know, what they're doing and how they're continuing to work within the insurance space to provide value back out to the insurance value chain?
I love that question because I get to tell a good story about it. So there were a number of people that attended, and I think we wound up with about 10 or 12 different teams competing at that hackathon. And to this day, I know that at least two of them are still functioning and growing customers. I know one guy actually has a customer base already and installs of his product in use. The other guys are still, they have a very complex goal of what they're trying to do, but they formed a team of, I think, four guys that are just, they're still hammering it. You find them at Upward Hartford almost every night of the week, and they're out there hammering away. They have a lot of interest in what they're developing. And we've also seen that the seeds to those companies were planted in some of those business plan hackathons, which are the smaller hackathons that we do. Like just this past Saturday, we had one at Upward Hartford in the snow. We had about 30 people came out in the snow when the city was closed. There was no parking on the streets, you know, but they came out to support this hackathon.
Yeah, you know, and personally, I think that that creates a great level of excitement around, you know what's happening in insurance and what's happening in that space. And you know, I think that's pretty awesome when you mentioned that a couple of the teams that you've worked with are still working together and are still pulling in customers, right? Because that shows that that the value out of what's coming out of the things that you all are doing in InsurTech Hartford is really resonating with the community, and it's really helping to drive change in the insurance space. So, you know, I'm really excited to see that, and I'm really excited to see more about what's going to wind up happening out of InsurTech Hartford. But then also, you know, some of the other things that you're doing. So, you know, recently, you know, you all have also engaged with Sabine Vanderlinden, the Chief Executive Officer of Startup Bootcamp. Now, you know, Hartford was just chosen as the location for Startup Bootcamp InsurTech. And, you know, the work with several organizations, including InsurTech Hartford, was integral in making this happen. You know, so what are the expectations of the first cohorts in relation to, you know, how they're going to work with you all over at InsurTech Hartford?
So, yeah, Startup Bootcamp is a wonderful organization. I've been able to spend time in both London as well as the new group here in Hartford, and I really like the folks there. In terms of expectations, we are collaborating together on trying to figure out how to plan events such that, you know, there's more regular engagements and opportunities for the community to learn about and support the InsurTech scene. Now, the cohort group, in terms of their expectations, they'll be wrapped up by April, and they'll have a big demo day at the end of all that to kind of show their results. You know, along the way, many of the folks that support InsurTech Hartford are also volunteering their time as mentors, supporting those startups in the Startup Bootcamp program. And these are top-notch, skilled, and experienced insurance professionals.
Yeah, you know, so I think that's I actually think that's really exciting. And again, you know, as I think how you all are partnering with Startup Bootcamp, and you know, as you all are working, you know, just across the spectrum with the different organizations like Upward Hartford to really change the landscape around insurance and InsurTech and sort of pulling it all together. I really think that that's going to be something that's very valuable in helping to, you know, bring Hartford back into the limelight in terms of, you know, continuing to be the base of insurance in the U.S. So, you know, I want to dig into a little bit about, you know, what your thoughts are around the future of the industry. So I could imagine with InsurTech Hartford, you know, you see just about everything, you know, from, as we mentioned, the startups to some of the other incumbent carriers and what some of these incumbent carriers are doing. You know, so if you think about, you know, 5 or 6 years down the line, or maybe even a couple of years down the line, you know, what are some of the things that you see or some of the trends that you're seeing that's going to wind up playing out and really impacting the way that we do things in the insurance industry?
You know, I think I've definitely been watching the trends in the industry. We know that technology is changing things, making things more efficient, making things more automated. It's happening on the front end through distribution. It's happening in the middle office and the back office as well through automation and straight through processing and things of that nature. So I think, you know, the insurance of the future is a lot more technology driven, right? And we're seeing more and more of that all the time. I think the biggest limiting factor, and this is where the pressure's on for the incumbent insurers, is, you know, all the incumbent insurers have expectations from their shareholders in terms of returns and things of that sort. And so the limitation really comes down to resources to figure out how do you get your program put together in such a way that you could, be executing on, 2.0 of your organization or 12.0, whatever version you're on, while keeping the wheels going and providing those return on equity and return on investment numbers that your investors are looking for. So that's the challenge. And when startups come into the picture, right, they don't have that as much pressure. I mean, definitely startups have pressure. Don't get me wrong. If you've ever talked to anybody who's taken money from a VC, they'll tell you about pressure. But, I think startups can do things that it's harder for incumbent insurers to do. They could take bigger risks. They can move faster because they're smaller and there's not as much on the line. You know, an insurance company that has, $20 billion in assets has to use a lot more discipline in its risk management than a guy who just got $2 million in funding to try and get an idea off the ground. So they're just not the same thing.
Yeah, and I actually see that, of course, as sort of a classic version of the innovator's dilemma, right, where exactly to the point that you made, you know, that incumbent carriers, because they have, you know, billions of dollars of premiums that they have to continue to contend with, and also shareholders and policyholders that they have to appease, it's tough for them to do some of the things that the startups are doing in terms of innovating and innovation and changing to add a new potential profit center to their portfolios. When you think about the startups, to the point that you made, it's exactly that. You know, it's they can really quickly innovate and quickly turn things around. But of course, as you know, the challenge of the startups is really scaling. You know, that's where their challenge is. Whereby with the incumbents, you know, they can absolutely scale. Because of what they're beholden to from a profitability and from a shareholder and from a policyholder perspective, their challenge really comes in the form of innovating. And that's definitely, I think, a challenge that's going to happen for the long term. But as I think about Hartford, and so we were talking about incumbent carriers, we were talking about, you know, some of the challenges they face in terms of innovating. Hartford is they're full of the incumbent carriers in the different spaces, whether it's PNC, health or life, or other areas of the insurance space. But those incumbents call Hartford or the surrounding areas of Hartford home. You know, so what are you seeing at least the Hartford, the incumbents in the Hartford area doing to, you know, really innovate and change the way that they do business within their value chain?
So what I do see is a lot of interest and support in the community, right? People realize that we've got to come together on this, and we've got these towers, and we've got to maintain our competitiveness and our internal, our IP we have to protect, but somehow or other we need to come together to collaborate and also to support the community. And that's what you're seeing in with the insurtech scene, right? You're seeing not only the diversity in all those skills, but diversity in the logos. You go to one of these events and you could find 20 something logos in one night, you know, and it's great to see that. Yeah, but on innovating their value chain, I think it's the same stuff that we see a lot of in other places as well, right? It's how do I reduce cost, or how do I create new customer experiences, or find new distribution methods. It's not necessarily rocket science that they're doing anything different. They're just trying to bring it more closer to home.
Yeah, you know, I could definitely agree with that. You know, so Stacy, you know, just to flip it back to what you're doing at InsurTech Hartford. You know, so what are some of the upcoming events that we should be looking forward to?
Awesome, thanks for asking that. So the weekend of February 9, 10, 11 is the next big hackathon weekend, where, you know, we have a $5,000 first prize from a major carrier who's sponsoring that, and HartfordHack.com has that information. And then the next thing after that would be, I believe it's March 9. It's that Thursday. It's either the 8th or the 9th. And it's going to be focused on IoT AI. So some really good topics over the next few months, and some great events for folks to participate in. And I got to tell you, some people get on airplanes to come to these events. It happens at every event that there's people flying in to come to these events.
Yeah. And again, I actually think that's great, especially, you know, that people are coming from all over to get to these events, and just thinking about what Hartford means and what Hartford has meant through the history of insurance. You know, I think that's well warranted for people to come to, you know, the events of InsurTech Hartford and really, you know, try to partner and understand or hear, you know, what you all are doing and learn from, you know, some of the subject matter experts that you all bring to the table. You know, so Stacy, you know, one of the questions that I always ask everyone that I talk to on this podcast is, it's really about how to do things and think about things at the desk level a little bit differently. You know, so if I was a listener to, you know, you and I talking here today, and if I wanted to walk away with something tangible, you know, just to go back to the desk and do things differently in order to, you know, innovate, or, you know, to change the status quo in terms of what I'm doing, you know, what advice would you give me as a listener to this podcast?
My advice to that is, if you want to do something different, then do something different. And I think that's what we're doing in Hartford with the InsurTech scene, right? Is we're giving people an opportunity to have something different to do, something different to go, to get exposure and to gain information and insights to things that you don't see when you come into your desk every day. But when you go out there into the external world and you get exposure to these things, and you get to make connections with people, and you get ideas in those conversations, and you take those back with you to the desk, now you have new ideas. Now you have new ways of thinking differently. And that is how you do something differently, by doing something differently.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you're right. You know, as you're engaging with the different people, and as you're, you know, really, you know, taking the different things, doing the different things, and then associating it with what you do, I agree with you 100%. I think it creates that ability to do different things. You know, so hey, you know, Stacy, you know, I do want to say thank you, you know, for joining me here on the Insurance Innovators Unscripted podcast. You know, I do personally think that what you all are doing in the Hartford insurance scene is really exciting, and I know we're going to be talking about this for years to come. You know, so if anyone wanted to get in contact with you or know more about InsurTech Hartford, you know, how could we get them that information?
Thanks, Abel. There's a number of ways. First off, there is a website for InsurTechHartford.com, and you can always email info@InsurTechHartford.com if you have questions, or if you think there's something you'd like to help with in the community. Those are great options. But we also have a growing presence on social media, between, you know, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and there's a meetup group as well. And so there's a number of different ways online to just get plugged in. There's a LinkedIn group. So there's a number of ways to get plugged in. Any one of them, if you just follow us or like us or sign up as a member on the website, you'll get access to the information about what's coming up and when it's coming up, and as fast as we can get it out there for you.
Great. Well, Stacey, you know, once again, I do want to say thank you for joining me here today. I truly appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to continuing to see the things that you guys are doing over at InsurTech Hartford.
Abel, thank you very much. It's been a wonderful time and great opportunity. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining me today on the Insurance Innovators Unscripted podcast. Now, I just want to let you know, every week you can tune in to this podcast channel to hear from the innovators, influencers, thought leaders, and myself on the different concepts and topics in insurance innovation. So tune in next week when I speak to Jay Weintraub, the Chief Executive Officer of InsurTech Connect. So once again, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.